You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Most companies report results on a Monday. This time around, because of the public holiday we had yesterday, we've got results coming out today. Telkom, the state-owned or partial state-owned entity that handles a lot of the telecoms provisions in South Africa, released a set of results this morning. Their full year numbers for the financial year ended March 2024. And I have the privilege of speaking to the Telkom CEO, Serame Taukobong, to take a look at these results and see how the company has fared this time around. Serame, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Back to profits, back to winning ways. How do you reflect on the last year's performance?
Greetings, Jimmy, and greetings to your listeners. Thank you for having us. It certainly is a far more positive point to be reflecting. I think it's a good growth that we've seen from last year.
What would you say were the standout features of the performance? I mean, I had a look at some of the business units, and obviously BCX, OpenServe, all performing differently. Which of the assets within the portfolios would you say stood out for you and the team?
I think overall, we are quite pleased the fact that our next generation networks, fiber, growing significantly well. I think Stellar was from our mobile business, growing ahead of market, particularly at 6.8% service revenue growth. Our mobile has now reached over 20 million subscribers, which is very pleasing and growing ahead of market trends in that industry.
That's quite interesting, Serame, because one of the things I wanted to pick your brain about was the emergence of mobile virtual network operators. I mean, there are some competitors in your space that have kind of completely switched to that as well. But there's also the increase in the offering that's coming through by way of other retailers and even other banks. Are you guys seeing this as a threat or as an opportunity, given that along the value chain, you guys still provide some of these services and you can provide them to institutions like banks from an infrastructure point of view?
So there's two ways to look at it. I think from a retail perspective, we feel that the propositions that we are offering to our customers are quite solid, because I think what's key for us is being historically a late entrant as Telkom Mobile. Intrinsically, we were a data-driven organization. So we feel that the pricing that we offer, we don't need to complement it by creating a wholesale offering, for example, the likes of which are being offered by banks as such, to compete against ourselves. So we feel that we're quite strong in that regard. We don't have a strong legacy mobile voice base that we need to substitute with offering wholesale data to banks. So we don't need to go compete against ourselves. But it is also something that if there is the right value proposition, which is not going to erode our current revenue base, we would look at it. But right now, in terms of the performance that our mobile business is driving, there is no need for us to go rush into the MVNO space.
Serame, last time you and I caught up in November, we spoke about the shift that the business was going through and the intentional move sort of away from the SwiftNet business, and we'll come to the SwiftNet business in a second, but also the capital expenditure. And I see the latest report is 6.1 billion rand spent on CapEx. Where did that kind of go? Because the last time you and I touched on this, you said you're building an infrastructure business, but digital infrastructure, and a lot of the fiber side of the business has come into focus. Where did the 6.1 billion rand go this time around, and how are you positioning the business to be able to take advantage of the deployment of that capital?
A significant portion of that, as we spoke the last time, continued to be invested in both OpenServe, which is our fiber business, as well as our mobile business. So in line with what we said last time. So in terms of our InfraCo strategy, a significant portion went into fiber. As we saw, we increased the homes passed. But importantly, it's not just about homes passed, but ensuring that our connectivity rate remains close to 50%. So we're not just passing homes, but ensuring that we improve our connectivity rate, which is important in terms of our return on capital invested. In our mobile ecosystem, it is to ensure that we reduce our roaming costs, which also drives improvement in our EBITDA, but also increasing our mobile capacity to ensure that the quality of service for our subscribers remains high.
Serame, I want to look ahead to sort of what lies ahead for the business at this stage. I mean, the SwiftNet business, that sale went through the relevant approvals. We now know we're just shy of 7 billion rand on that transaction, and that'll come through whenever the regulatory things go through there. But the OpenServe business, still a darling part of the telecom business. How are you seeing this? Are we looking at unbundling? We know that we spoke briefly about what happened with the MTN offer that was coming through, and you said you're not going out to look for any offers. If an offer does come to the table, you'll assess it at that time. How are you seeing the business kind of shape up from here with what you guys are focused on? I mean, you're not just in South Africa. You've got other connectivity beyond the South African borders. How are you structuring the business into the next sort of 2 to 5 years?
I think what's key for us, and building on the SwiftNet transaction, is to ensure that the intrinsics of the business are solid. And what the SwiftNet transaction will do is to, one, address our debt, to ensure that we bring down our debt. We've always said we want to keep a debt to EBITDA ratio within a range of 1 to 1.5x debt to EBITDA. I think that makes sure that our balance sheet remains firm. Reducing our debt, particularly in these high interest and uncertain interest rate levels, is key. It makes sure that we bring down our interest levels and interest level payments. Key against where we were last year, ensuring that we have steady cash flow and cash flow generation from our businesses so that the businesses wash our own face. What's also important, what we announced to the market today, is that the board has agreed to reinstate a dividend policy, which is quite important in terms of shareholder returns. That dividend policy will be strongly underpinned on free cash flow. So it's important that the businesses generate the right levels of free cash flow for us to be able to pay that free cash flow. I think having a steady and stable balance sheet allows us then to look at further, one, investing in CapEx to drive our own growth, or look at other organic or inorganic growth opportunities for Telkom. So it's really about making sure that we as Telkom are able to stand alone, have a sustainable business, make sure that the operations generate sustainable free cash flow, and return dividends to shareholders.
I think that dividend is quite a interesting topic for shareholders as well. I mean, we saw that in this current set of results, you elected to not declare a dividend, but rather speak to the policy, as you rightly mentioned here. And I suppose shareholders then take comfort going knowing that going forward, there will be some kind of consideration around that. And given that free cash flows have swung around quite massively, it's a good time to start having that conversation. Sarame, before I let you go, I want to look at just the business side of things. We've spoken about just your outlook and where the business is going and how you're repositioning that. I just want to take a look at those margins and that debt and how that filters into the share price. Share price has kind of come down. At some point, we were heading towards 20 Rand. We've had a good day today. We're up north of 25 Rand, 26 Rand. Do you think the share price is a fair reflection of the business's performance at this current stage? Obviously, there's not much you can do about moving the share price. It's investor sentiment out there and everything else. But from what you and the team are putting together, do you think the share price accurately reflects the hard work you guys are putting in at the moment?
I think if you look at the SwiftNet transaction, it gives you a very qualifiable and quantifiable measurement of our share price. The fact that one of our smallest businesses with an EBITDA of about 1 billion has actually been realized at a sale of close to 7 billion, implying a value of almost 7x. Now, if that business currently is on the market, has been sold at the market at 7 billion rand, at the current share price, it implies that that business is actually worth 54% of our current market value. That really just shows how undervalued currently the Telkom share price is. So there you have a quantifiable example of how undervalued the current Telkom share price is.
That being said, Sarame, do you then think that going forward, after the sale happens and the unbundling and the share price settles and that the team might be looking to consider perhaps unbundling something like the OpenServe business, or is that a conversation we'll have to have at another time when other circumstances prevail?
I think that is an ongoing conversation, but for right now, is really about bedding down the basics and making sure that the intrinsics of the business are solid before we consider any future unbundling type conversations.
And the basics are being bedded down. Thank you so much for that time, Sarame. Sarame Taukobong, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Telkom, joining me to reflect on their full year's numbers, the position that the business is in, as well as what their future plans might look like.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.